Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You telling lies thinking I can't see. You can't cry cause you're laughing at me.
As an insult. Being a woman from Michigan is a badge of honor.
Gretchen Whitmer, of course, the governor of Michigan, was one of the warm-up. It was weird yesterday because there was a long list of speakers. Nobody spoke for very long. I mean, even Kamala Harris spoke for, 35 minutes maybe?
No, she was 40.
40 minutes, okay. But that's pretty – I mean, Trump went for, an hour and – 800 years.
That was unusual, though.
But of course, that's just him, right? That's how he does. And again, give credit to Tim Walz going for 16 minutes.
Yeah.
A tight 16 minutes on Wednesday night, brother.
Good
I appreciate
job, Teach.
That.
Good job, Teach.
That's right.
Sorry, Coach.
That's right. Gretchen Whitmer's warming up the audience a little bit, and,
she's lived a life like ours. She knows us. Donald Trump doesn't know you at all. You think he understands that when your car breaks down, you can't get to work? No. His first word was probably chauffeur.
I mean, is that like a fact claim? I mean, what are you doing here exactly? It's just
That's actually a complaint I've had about most members of Congress.
They're not funny?
No, they don't
facts.
What it's like to run out of gas.
Yeah, yeah.
And go, oh crap! Do I have enough money to put gas in my tank and be able to go get some diapers later for my kid?
Right. Exactly.
They don't understand that, and because they don't understand that, because most of them really have grown up in a different type of
right.
And financial.
There's always that kind of ordinary person experience that they're missing out. And listen, nobody's going to pretend, and I don't think you should try to pretend that Trump has that.
No.
But, throwing this stone, does it come back on you? And that's why, like Eva Longoria getting up there, and again, the celebrities who are not necessarily the policy experts, but, Eva Longoria getting up there and saying that we worked our way up from the bottom together.
We were both raised knowing that no one was going to hand us anything, especially as women. That we were going to have to touch every rung of the ladder to get ahead. We were going to have to work really hard. Now, she worked at McDonald's, but I worked at Wendy's. And look at us now.
But this was the, again and again and again, the message is Kamala's got a background. Kamala's a good person. Kamala understands. Kamala listens. You can trust her. She's good people. Was the essence of the Democrat message. She's a prosecutor. He's a felon. She's good people. He doesn't care about you. She comes from ordinary. She knows how to cook. Okay. And he's never touched a stove in his life, and he doesn't understand you because he was born with a silver spoon. What was weird? This campaign, the Democratic National Convention, could have been exactly the same. Zero changes if Trump had been the one in office that they were campaigning against for re-election. They treated him like he was the incumbent. And if he had been the incumbent, nothing would have changed. Meaning, they're not talking about Biden's policies the 4 years. It was a weird style to say Trump is evil, Trump is horrible, he's the Antichrist, which is what the message was. Kamala Harris, she's everything the opposite. She's wonderful. You'll love her. You'll finally get to know her. She's great. Don't ask too many questions. Just sit back and enjoy it, and it's going to be fine, and we're going to wave our American flags and prove to people on TV that we're patriots, which, by the way, very well organized with the placards, mm-hmm. the signs, when you're supposed to cheer.
Flag.
Everybody with the American flag was a very nice touch on the whiteout day, so you could really see the American flag against the white background of all their clothes. And then strategically placed throughout the arena, you had bigger American flags that people could wave. I mean, it was a show. Just like the roll call with the DJs and, Well, that was a show, and it was a good show. But sometimes you feel like somebody's trying a little too hard.
Let's say, you've said the word contrived more than once throughout this whole week.
Okay, at the RNC, for comparison, the crowd just—it's like the crowd just kept bubbling over with enthusiasm and patriotism and love of country and love of Trump. Okay.
Yeah. Here, the crowd. There's a lot of times at RNC, you heard me yell, "Shut up, Texas!"
That's exactly right. But here,
the Texas delegation—they just—they
could not stop it.
They could not stop.
Oh my God! All the time.
Any reason to chant at all. And they would chant here as well throughout the whole week, but it was always the same thing.
It was, yeah.
We will not go back.
Yes.
Do something.
This wasn't
organic.
No, it was very much an astroturfed kind of crowd reaction. It was produced. It was, let's give them these key lines to memorize, and we'll say them back at certain times. When we tell them to cheer, they will cheer. When we tell them to raise the green cards, they'll raise the green cards and the flags, and they'll raise the flags. And it all felt super fake to me. Now, I'd be willing to feel it if it felt right, but it just didn't. It felt like they were trying so hard to produce something to convince people at home that this was real, that it...
So like wrestling versus WWE.
Let's not bring up Hulk Hogan. Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Seeing a minor delay over on Highway 90 and Avalon Boulevard. Maybe a 5 to 7 minute delay there, but nothing really to impact your drive. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. So let's go back to Kamala Harris for a second.
Well,
because
I'm just saying, though, for real, to sum up your point.
Yeah.
Fighting versus choreographed fighting.
Yep.
Fighting versus orchestrated fighting. And yes, it felt like rally, organic rally,
right,
versus choreographed rally.
It was a production. I mean, and it was it felt that way. It felt like it was designed to be this way as opposed to just really this way. Even, I'll give you an example. Remember the Gold Star Families at RNC? Unbelievable, poignant,
so
compelling,
moving.
Just wow. They tried to do something like that last night. They had gun violence
Freedom
family
gun
victims
violence.
Who were all like, my kid was killed in Uvalde, or my friend or my coworker were killed in Connecticut. You know, like, and I kept thinking to myself, why am I not feeling this? These are genuine people. They are telling honest stories. And it felt so, again, produced, contrived. It didn't feel like I was really being shared with. It felt like I was being presented to.
Even though these are real people.
And even though these were.
Had lost
right,
their
right,
kids
horrible stories.
Horrible stories. But the way they presented it.
It was.
Whereas the Gold Star family just basically passed the mic to each other. Like, your turn to share a story. This was a produced thing.
Somebody's finally listening to us. Let's go. Yeah. Let's talk. Yeah. So let's talk about reaction because, you know, one of the things I've been saying all week is I worry that she's going to get shown up. Like, you know, Michelle Obama, spectacular. What's Kamala going to look like next to her? Well, they didn't put her next to her. They put her 2 days away. Oprah Winfrey, fantastic. What's Kamala going to look like next to her? Well, they didn't put her next to her, but they put her a day away. They didn't put anybody up yesterday who was going to make Kamala Harris look bad by comparison. That's why it was so bad most of the day. We were so, like, Bobby and I kept saying it was so bad, so boring. I have so few good sound clips.
But it wasn't
from
just
anybody.
Boring to us. Like,
it was the crowd,
yes,
too.
Yes, we're talking about the, from the crowd perspective, the crowd was
just
asleep.
They were barely there, yeah. And this is like the most worked up people you could possibly get, the most friendly preaching to the choir audience.
Yeah.
And they were so bored because, my opinion, I think the Democrats specifically strategized, okay, we cannot put A-listers on the night when she's going to talk because she is not great. She is not great. We got to put B's and C's up there because at least by contrast, she'll look like an A. And it showed. And look, her speech, 80% of it was really bad. It was. They were not interested. People were not cheering. They were booing like they were told to boo. Trump's bad. Blah. And then finally, there were a few moments right towards the end where the crowd started to get really loud. And one of them was on the Ukraine. They roared for Ukraine. Okay, I'll give you a sense of this.
5 days before Russia attacked Ukraine, I met with President Zelensky to warn him about Russia's plan to invade.
I helped mobilize a global response over 50 countries to defend against Putin's aggression. And as president, I will stand strong with Ukraine and our NATO ally.
Okay, good. I mean, I agree with that. I'm fine. I don't understand the Republican isolationists either. But then she got to Israel, and this was one of the weirdly most telling moments of the whole day to me yesterday. Here's part one.
And let me be clear. I will always stand up for Israel's right to defend itself, and I will always ensure Israel has the ability to defend itself. Because the people of Israel must never again face the horror that a terrorist organization called Hamas caused on October 7th. Including...
Okay, so that was like a six. Okay, yeah. That was like a six. It was pretty good. Hey, you know what? We need to do something. I completely forgot about this, and it's totally my fault. I need to interrupt this because I forgot we need to do a beach report right here. So let's get our beach report in here. We got AJ, Alex Johnson, who is the deputy chief of safety for Escambia County, the beach water safety chief. Normally we have Dave Greenwood on, but he's out. AJ is on with us, and this beach report is brought to you by All Season Service Network. We guarantee to always provide you the best service in the area. Hey, AJ, I'm sorry I forgot you, man.
No worries. Good morning. How was Chicago? Good.
Oh, man, it's wild. We got a Cubs game, we got pizza, and we had to watch the DNC.
absolutely.
Hey, what are we looking at this weekend for beach conditions?
Yeah, so it's going to be beautiful. The sun's up, but for the first time in almost a month, we got some surf back today. So we got, you know, thigh to waist-high surf running from this pretty strong east wind blowing right now. So we'll be flying yellow flags for the next few days.
All right, so yellow flags for the next few days. So if that's, you know... and you have less staffing now as well, right?
That's correct. A lot of our lifeguards, you know, went back to school. So especially on the weekdays, we're pretty much just on Casino Beach. But on the weekends, you know, all of our in-town school people can work. So we still have a lot of our, you know, towers open on the weekends. And obviously, we can still be busy with people coming to the beach through Labor Day.
Very good. Well, AJ, I'll let you go, man. Thank you so much for the update. Thanks for doing what you do. You know me, I support and appreciate what you do, especially as you deal with the challenge of staffing those towers and staffing the beaches when everybody leaves. Not the people, but the guards.
Absolutely.
You know, because they've got jobs and go back to school.
Absolutely.
What's that, AJ?
We appreciate the support.
Absolutely. All right, sir. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, Alex Johnson, Pensacola Beach Water Safety Deputy Chief for Escambia County.
If you have any kind of a plumbing need, a drip, a leak, a weird sound in the wall, you want to reclaim your Tupperware from underneath the toilet or the sink, right? You're better than that, by the way. Call Barbary Plumbing. They will take care of you. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes, so you know in advance what it's going to cost. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
And now checking your traffic on the fives. We have no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110, all flowing very smoothly. Starting to see a little delay if you're headed from downtown Milton to East Milton, right around where East Milton Elementary is. So just be prepared for that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. Andrew?
All right. Thanks so much, John. Yeah, sorry for the little bit of disorganization here. Every once in a while when you're doing a broadcast in Chicago from Pensacola, we get our wires crossed a little bit. It's my fault. I had totally forgotten about having AJ on. I do want to finish up this thought, though, because before it gets too much away from us. So when she's talking about Israel,
She's play the last half of that.
Yeah, she's going through the pro forma.
Just so we can hear the applause.
That a terrorist organization called Hamas caused on October 7.
Okay, so she's saying all the right words. She does need to say this, okay? But listen to the contrast. Remember, outside of the stadium, they've had protests for Gaza all week long. They've had Palestinians. They've had anarchists and, socialists and
communists.
And communist revolutionaries absolutely here. And they had more protests yesterday, which we didn't cover because we covered it on Monday extensively. And that's honestly not the event. The event is the event. I wanted to give it its due. But okay, so listen to this distinction, though, especially the crowd reaction.
At the same time, what has happened in Gaza over the past 10 months is devastating. So many innocent lives lost.
That's already louder than the Israel stuff.
Desperate, hungry people fleeing for safety over and over again. The scale of suffering is heartbreaking. President Biden and I are working to end this war such that Israel is secure, the hostages are released, the suffering in Gaza ends, and the Palestinian people can realize their right to dignity, security, freedom, and self-determination.
They lost their minds. They went hysterical mode.
This completely caught me off guard. This was louder than Michelle Obama cheers. This was louder than Oprah Winfrey cheers. This was, you know, if they had been tens, this was 13. This wasn't even 11. It was hurting my ears. It was so loud.
They went crazy over
the Palestinian line. Yeah. And so if you thought that maybe, and that's 20,000, 15,000-ish, you know, whatever the number mm-hmm. of people, many of which are delegates, representing the heart of the modern Democratic Party, was not pro-Israel. Mm. Even though she's saying the right words, it was pro-Palestinian, pro-protester. You know, they didn't chant from the river to the sea on prime time, but you got to believe that these people are believing that in their hearts. Mm-hmm. And, I was stunned by it. So she did close.
Which, by the way, has always been a surprise to me why there's so many Jews who are Democrats.
I'm
like, they don't like you. You do
bizarre,
know this, right?
Right.
They don't like you.
And you know, she finished strong, okay? She definitely finished strong.
So let's get out there. Let's fight for it. Let's get out there. Let's vote for it. And together, let us write the next great chapter in the most extraordinary story ever told.
And then there was a big balloon drop eventually, and it was a roar.
Now,
but
I was going to say,
but I think it was a roar.
I'm glad you played this, because in this arena,
you can't hear her at all.
Well, I didn't hear one word she said.
Didn't hear a single word of it. No.
Didn't hear a word she said. It was that loud.
And listen, that's how it needed to end. Good for them that they managed to pull that kind of enthusiasm, because it had not been there the entire day. And I think it's an indicator that this is a,
lucky for her, she showed them that I care more about Palestine than Israel.
Right, yeah, but it's also, thank God we finally, we're done with this, we pulled it off, we got her past the hard part, we made people think we like her, we didn't have to give up any policy positions, we just rah-rah real good, and we made everybody hate Trump if we succeeded, which I think was the point of all of this. 729 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with a quick headline for us. David?
Well, the Trump campaign is teasing a special guest at the former president's rally in Arizona today. They say he'll be joined by a special guest as he delivers remarks on the economy and the border. Of course, that special guest is rumored to be possibly Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but there's been no indication whether he will or not.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Kamala Harris accepts the Democrats' presidential nomination on a night when President Biden would have been giving that speech if he'd stayed in the race.
The path that led me here in recent weeks was no doubt unexpected. But I'm no stranger to unlikely journeys.
Former President Trump on Fox after the speech is asked about the vice president's rising poll numbers.
Now, she's not having success. I'm having success. I'm doing great with the Hispanic voters. I'm doing great with black men. I'm doing great with women because women want safety.
He campaigns in Nevada and Arizona today. The bodies of all seven people killed in a yacht sinking off the coast of Sicily Monday have now been recovered. Hannah Lynch had been the last person unaccounted for. Her father, the British tech entrepreneur Mike Lynch, is among the dead. 15 people survived. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3 72. Right now, it is sunny this morning in Pensacola. It's life in prison for a Milton man convicted of sexually abusing a child for 6 years. Reuben Morin was found guilty this week on multiple sexual battery and lewd and lascivious molestation charges. Prosecutors say the crimes occurred at Morin's home between August of 2013 and February of 2020, when the victim was between the ages of 11 and 17 years old. In addition to a life sentence, Morin was also designated as a sexual predator. The Escambia Sheriff's Office still investigating that ATM heist yesterday morning on Blue Angel and Lillian Highway at a Quickville convenience store. Officials say three suspects crashed through the store's front doors with a stolen pickup truck, went inside, took the ATM. The truck was later found in the 8,000 block of Lillian Highway. So far, no suspects have been identified. Florida's final disaster preparedness sales tax holiday for the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season kicks off tomorrow. The governor says residents can buy all types of hurricane kit items tax-free until September 6th.
If you have some of these things that you just have, and if you don't use them one season, you got it, whether it's the batteries, whether it's some of the other stuff.
Governor Ron DeSantis there. Florida's Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie says now is the time to prepare. You could buy items such as carbon monoxide detectors, pet supplies, tarps, batteries, generators, and flashlights as part of the sales tax holiday. New launch date announced for SpaceX's mission that's designed to advance the future of spaceflight. The company shared a post on X this week saying they're delaying the liftoff of the Polaris Dawn mission by 1 day in order to allow for some more pre-flight checkups. That means if everything goes as planned, a private crewed launch will happen at Kennedy Space Center on Tuesday, August 27th. A group of trained specialists are expected to attempt the first ever commercial spacewalk. A search underway to find a man who escaped from a federal detention center in Miami-Dade County. U.S. Homeland Security says the detainee somehow got away from the Chrome North Service Processing Center on Wednesday night. That's a federal immigration detention facility for those awaiting deportation. ICE is involved in the search, as is FHP and local police. Right now, there's no word on how the detainee was able to escape. And the new PPD substation at Pensacola State College is now open and in use. PPD's Mike Wood says it's a place for on-duty officers to fill out their paperwork, upload body cam footage, and take a break without having to leave their beat, which was sometimes problematic.
So normally they would ask dispatch, am I clear? Are you holding any calls up here? And if not, they would run down there real quick, get their business done, and then come back up north. But a lot of times once they're down there, then something happens and they're several minutes away. So this is going to alleviate that problem. We're very thankful to PSC for allowing us to move in there.
And that new substation is not something that's open to the public or a place where citizens would go to report crimes. Again, just a small office for on-duty officers. 7:35 now at News Radio. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Traffic still looking good right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Highway 90 even through Pace is looking. Milton is looking good. Other than that, things are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now, look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day for this Friday. Temperatures warming up into the upper 80s and low 90s, high near 89 degrees. 30% chance of rain overnight tonight. Temperatures dropping near 77. For Saturday, similar forecast with mostly sunny skies. Small chance of a stray shower, 30% overall. High near 89, low near 78. Stay connected. Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
75 in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. Now your market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A crash and large fire along a California freeway involving an electric Tesla semi has drawn the attention of federal safety investigators. The battery caught fire, spewing toxic fumes and reaching a temperature of 1,000 degrees, forcing firefighters to wait for it to burn out. The National Transportation Safety Board said it is sending a team to investigate fire risks posed by the lithium-ion batteries. The Postal Service said it needs to cut more costs from its operations to get into better financial shape. As a result, the Postal Agency wants to overhaul its delivery logistics, resulting in some customers seeing slower mail times. 75% of first-class mail will reportedly not be affected. The proposed changes will save about $3 billion per year. Futures are moderately higher ahead of Jerome Powell's remarks today at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 177. That's your money now.
7:37, your next news at 8 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
You've built up the equity in your home. Now, a home equity line of credit from Pinair Credit Union can help you put it to great use. So build something incredible, like a backyard oasis or new walk-in shower. Invest in something special, like education or your business. Or just replace your roof. Boring, but important. Whatever you need, a home equity line of credit from Pinair is ready and waiting. And since there's no annual fee and no closing costs, a Pinair home equity line is always a perfect fit. Get started at pinair.org/HELOC. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
What do you need, son?
Need to borrow your bow.
Let's drop some lead on those motherfuckers!
Light them up.
They ain't gonna sink this battleship, no way.
Verify our range to target. One ping only.
What's the range now?
200 miles, sir.
They break 150 miles, launch the alert 5 aircraft.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing? You're slowing down! You're slowing down!
I'm bringing him in closer, Merlin.
You're gonna do what?
I got a good lock. Firing.
Woo! Splash four!
You been!
Yes, this is our opportunity to talk with some of our local military commanding officers. It's a sequence we call Know Your Tenant Command, because, you know, my idea was that people know that the NAS Pensacola has something to do with training pilots, and there's a golf course, and there's a museum, and there's a lighthouse, and there's a cemetery, and beyond that, people don't know a lot. Even I don't know a lot, and I wanted to get you to understand what our local military operations include, and they are massive in size and scale and scope. Joining us this morning, we have United States Navy Captain Kimberly, goes by Kim Toon. She is the commanding officer of NMOTC, the Navy Medicine Operational Training Command, based on NAS Pensacola. Captain Toon, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Good to be here.
Great to have you. Now, we should put a little asterisk because you were the commanding officer. You just recently had a change of command, and you're actually heading out to a whole new command where you're going to be going very soon. You're in the process of moving, of all things. You're going to be the surgeon for Commander Task Force 80, but until very recently, you were the CO, and I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about that operation. So, fourth tour in Pensacola. You've been a student in four of the six detachments overseen by your command, a former chief medical officer for a carrier. I think you're a plank owner on both the new Ford and the George W. Bush. Is that right?
I'm a plank owner on Ford. I did the maiden deployment on Bush. So I took Bush on deployment the first time, but not a plank owner.
Outstanding. 27 years in the Navy. And we were talking yesterday a little bit. You have actually flown 27 different airframes, not as a pilot, but you do have your wings and you have been in those planes, right?
That is correct. I do have some stick time in some of the aircraft that's able to do that. I have three shipboard landings on a ship that's no longer in commission, the USS O'Bannon, that I think is, I think we sold to the Canadians for some training, but that's, so that's how old I am. But yeah.
Oh, that's good. So I didn't know that too. That's fantastic. And you were the XO on the United States Navy ship Comfort, which, now, was that during COVID or was that after COVID?
It was just after the COVID mission. So I took over just after they got back from New York. And then I cross-decked over to Mercy, to the U.S. Naval Hospital ship Mercy, and went on their deployment in the Pacific in the summer of 22, doing some stuff out there in Vietnam, Guadalcanal, Palau, and the Philippines.
So she is a real, like, she has been doing this a long time. She knows what she's doing. And this is a command that, frankly, I didn't even know we had on the base, which is why I want to talk to you about it. And also, it's not a little one. It's an enormous operation that you oversee. So tell folks what NMOTC is all about.
So Navy Medicine Operational Training Command, NMOTC. So think of it like if you're providing medical care for the Navy, but not necessarily in a hospital. So if you're doing medical care for aviation, submarines, on the surface ships with marine recon, you are probably gotten your training through Navy Medicine Operational Training Command. That also includes if you're an aviator and you've ever gone through your physiology training, including the Dunker, you've been trained by NMOTC, because all of that is within NMOTC. So I like to joke, and you can't see it on the radio, it doesn't play, but my command is all the way, or was all the way from Whidbey Island, Washington to Jacksonville, Florida, Groton, Connecticut to San Diego, with three different time zones, 19 different training sites, six different detachments, and about a little over 750 people.
And every year, and I think that 750, like, think about a company that employs 750 people. She's the commanding officer or the COO for that company, okay, as a captain. How many students come through your training programs, or when you were the CO, come through NMOTC's training programs every year?
NMOTC trains a little over 18,000 students a year. A big bulk of that, about 14,000 of that, is the aviators. So aviators have to go through their physiology training once every 4 years. And so a quarter of naval aviation goes through NMOTC every year. And then over 4 years, you've trained all of naval aviation. And then about 4,000 operational medicine students, including independent duty corpsmen, medical officers. So if you're going to be a medical officer of any sort to support aviation, whether it be a physician, an optometrist, a psychologist, a physiologist, a physician assistant, you'll be trained actually here in Pensacola at the Naval Airspace Medical Institute, or NAMI.
It's an enormous, like when I think about this, I always think in terms of UWFs, you know, try to get you a sense of scale. The University of West Florida enrolls 14,000 students every year, and you teach, train, equip over the course of the six detachments on your 19, I think you said locations, 18,000 students every single year. So every year you turn over about 30% more than the entire enrolled population at UWF. I mean, this is a big operation. We're talking to Kim Toon, Captain Kim Toon. She is the just recently commanding officer of the Navy Medicine Operational Training Command. We got to go to John Pickens in Pensacola with our traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to let you know about, but I am seeing some slowdowns. I-10 eastbound right around the Pine Forest area. They're doing construction. But if you're heading past the Pine Forest exit, you're going to see not much of a delay after that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Captain Kimberly Toon. You know what? I think people will find it entertaining if you're willing to, I mean, I assume you would, but I didn't ask your permission in advance. Because you have wings, you have a call sign, and your call sign, I think, is kind of funny.
It is. So my last name is Toon, so my call sign is Looney. it makes perfect sense. So my husband and I have been married now for 26 years, and it's his last name too. And I took his last name. And when I married him, I was like, this is perfect.
I'm going to have the call sign first.
No, I had, I got his name, but then, but having a name like that, I was already in the Navy. So I was already in the Navy, kind of knew what I was going to do. And so when I married him and his last name was Toon, that's not why I married him, but it worked out very well to be able to do that and have the name Looney Toon. Like when we met, he introduced himself Mike Toon, as in name that.
All right.
So you can do so much with a last name like Toon.
And by the way, I want to focus obviously on the command, but just so people understand, because sometimes it's useful to understand who runs the Navy, you know, who are these people? You're kind of a reverse of the normal family, because your husband takes care of the household and takes care of he had a career, but he's now a stay-at-home. And so you're the one, like you guys are moving for your new command, but he's not even in the military, and you guys kind of have a little bit of a reverse relationship of what you often see in the military, right?
That is absolutely true. So I joke that I've been married to the Navy 1 year longer than I've been married to him. So he knew what he was getting into.
Right.
So we met when I was in medical school and he was in grad school at the University of Florida. And so he worked in event management. When we got transferred overseas to Okinawa, he realized that there wasn't really much for him to do there. So he became a stay-at-home dad. Our daughter was 4 at the time. She's now 23 and off in grad school studying to be a physical therapist, and he has managed our household ever since. The deployment I spoke of earlier where I went to the Pacific in 22, that was sort of a last minute deployment, and talking about moving. So the last time we moved, he had to do all of the arranging, all of the packing, come down here and buy a house for us all while I was on a ship somewhere in the Pacific. So he did the lion's share of all of that to make sure I could be successful. I joke all the time that, you know, I get to park in the fancy spots as a Navy captain in 06. I can park in the 06 parking spots, and my husband parks in them too, because there's no way I could do this job without him.
Oh, that's great. No, it's wonderful. I wanted to talk about, obviously, let's get people some information on some of the detachments, some of the subordinate operational elements of NMOTC. One of them, and this is, I know this is not the biggest one, but it's the one that I found the most kind of captivating and interesting. It's NUMMI. And tell people what NUMMI is and what it does, because it's such a fascinating slice of why the Navy has an operation like NMOTC.
Yes, so NUMMI is the Naval Undersea Medical Institute. It's up in Groton, Connecticut. Up in Groton, they train the submarine IDC. So if you're going to be an independent duty corpsman, so think a corpsman, you're out of high school, you go to corps school for 6 months, and then you'll go and be in the fleet for a couple of years. You apply to independent duty corpsman school. Independent duty corpsman school is 51 weeks, so it's almost an entire year, and you're taught how to be a medical provider alone and unafraid on a submarine under the ocean for 3 months. So up at NUMMI, we train those sub-IDCs. We also train radiation health officers, so the Navy Nuclear Propulsion Program, safest, amazing program within the Navy, the radiation health officers and the radiation health technicians that monitor the occupational health of all of our nuclear workers also train up at NUMMI to make sure that they know how to do the right calculations, what it is that we're supposed to be tracking, what are the health concerns that we need to be looking for. I was a student up there for the radiation health indoctrination, so the two carriers I were on were nuclear power carriers, so making sure that we have the care that we need for those folks that are working in the reactor to keep them safe as they do their job for the Navy. That is the great thing. NUMMI also, interestingly enough, we train international students up there. So if you think about it, is a center of excellence, not just for the United States Navy, but for the world. So anyone who has any of our joint partner nations who have submarines, they will send their medical officers to NUMMI for training as well.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And the idea, like, it's underwater, but obviously the nuclear reactors on board the carriers, people sometimes forget about, you know, the nuclear reactors and the subs, or at least, you know, don't think about the nuclear elements that might be related to the subs. And that's why I thought it was fascinating, because that's a part of, like, all the different parts of the Navy operations that you don't think need to be taught and trained. And then this is one that we do here in Pensacola, or at least oversee here in Pensacola. NAMI, the Naval Aerospace Medical Institute, one of the oldest operations since the 40s, I think, right?
Yes.
And what does that do?
So NAMI, any aviator really cringes at the word NAMI, because NAMI is where your physical, so if you're going into naval aviation, they are air medical qualifications. So if you want to be an aviator, your flight physical is submitted to or done by NAMI. And they make sure that folks are safe to fly. So to make sure that your vision meets the standards, that you don't have any health conditions that would make you unsafe in the aircraft, or that the aircraft would make it unsafe for your health condition. So that kind of goes both ways. Either your health condition could make the aircraft environment unsafe, or the aircraft environment makes your health condition unsafe for long-term life and health concerns. NAMI does that. They do waivers. So some of those health concerns that we want to look at, but not necessarily make you disqualified. NAMI processes about 5,000 waivers every year for folks in naval aviation. So if they have a new medical condition, such as me, I have two ACL reconstructions because my ACLs needed to be reconstructed, and they wanted to make sure I was still safe to get in the aircraft, fly, and safely egress, get out in case there was an aircraft, a mishap. I have waivers for my surgeries. So just that's the same thing around NAMI. Most importantly, I think, trains flight surgeons, like we talked about, the air medical officers. So flight surgeons, if you're going to be a physician for naval aviation, a PA, optometrist, psychologist, you go through NAMI for training. And the physiologists that run the Dunker actually will do their initial training in NAMI. The aviation medical technicians, so the folks that help us do flight physicals that maintain those standards, the corpsmen, as well as the corpsmen who run the Dunkers and do all of the physiology training, they all train through NAMI. Their NAMI also has a graduate medical education program, which I'm a graduate of, the aerospace medicine residency. So with that residency, you get a master's in public health. You mentioned UWF's earlier. It's actually joint with UWF. You get your master's in public health from UWF while you're training at NAMI to be a specialist in aerospace medicine. And that is, think of making sure that your health isn't affected by the environment. You have blood pressure. I'm going to treat your blood pressure with a medication that makes it safe for you to continue to fly. Those kind of things. And then go ahead.
No, I was just going to say this. So I want to give you some perspective on this. We have talked about two of the six detachments. We haven't even gotten to talking about the Naval Survival Training Institute, NESTI, with the Dunkers, the NEMT, the Naval Expeditionary Medical Training Institute, which is think like MASH units for the Navy, where they're working without brick and mortar, SWAMI, which is the Surface Warfare Medical Institute, and SAMI, the Naval Special Operations Medical Institute. I mean, we just, like, there's so much. And I knew we would run out of time before we got to it all, but I just wanted to, you know, we talk so much about the maintainers, and they maintain the aircraft, but we also have to have the doctors and the flight surgeons and the medical that take care of the pilots or work on the ships and provide what they provide. It's just, it's outstanding. Captain Toon, we are completely out of time, but Kim Toon, the just recently NMOTC commanding officer, thank you so much for your service in the Navy, and thanks for the time this morning explaining what that tenant command's all about.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time, and thank you for your support to our Navy.
Absolutely. All right, John Pickens back with traffic on the fives in Pensacola.
No accidents to let you know about right now, but we're still seeing slowdown. Just if you're on I-10 eastbound, just a couple of, I'd say a mile or so back from Highway 29, you're going to see some minor delays there, maybe even 5 minutes at the most. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
So you're getting ready to do a home improvement project, and you're just sure that you know how to do it and the best way to do it and the most efficient, best results, right? Okay, great. But one of my old bosses always had an expression. He said, Andrew, there's only two times I want you to come ask me for advice. I want you to come ask me for advice when you're not sure what to do and when you are. Which is his way of saying always ask. And the reason I mention this is because Pensacola Hardware is that expert resource. They have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. They know. It's in the blood. It's institutional knowledge. And so if you go there and ask them, they're not going to be like, huh, I never heard about that before. Let me see if anybody here understands. They will have seen it. And they will know how to give you advice and then obviously help you buy the right tool for the right job so that you get the right result and you wind up happy in the end. That's the idea. Pensacola Hardware, helping people in this area since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
7:59 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News broadcasting to you from Chicago. Yes, I'm going to be back in studio in Pensacola, well, Monday, but obviously we'll be traveling back today. I did want to mention, I just totally forgot because I'm a little out of my element here, but the Meet Your Tenant Commands segment is made possible and brought to you by Warrior Beer Company on Sorrento Road. Warrior Beer Company, we've got your six. David Wayne will have your local news coming up next. We'll have Julio Diaz with movie reviews and more from the convention and about the convention next hour.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.